USA News. I'm Jerry Barmesh. The father of a man accused of setting off a July 4th mass shooting has been charged.
Robert Crimmel Jr. is facing several felony counts of reckless endangerment related to helping his son get a firearms owner ID card or an FOID. Bobby Crimmel is accused of killing seven people and wounding dozens of others in the attack in Highland Park, Illinois. As a condition of his $50,000 cash bond, Robert Crimmel must surrender his guns, along with his FOID and conceal and carry license. He's also prohibited from buying guns. I'm Kenneth Burns.
Rent prices are on the decline. That's according to real estate marketplace Zillow, which reported the largest one-month drop in at least 7 years last month. The company's Observe Rent Index showed prices dipped by 0.4% from October to November. Elon Musk's take on freedom of speech on social media doesn't necessarily extend to his private jet.
Banned journalists are up and running again on Twitter after a brief suspension. Twitter owner Elon Musk originally suspending accounts that he accused of tracking his private jet usage, essentially what he calls doxing his physical location and causing a, quote, physical safety violation, unquote.
No special treatment. You dox, you get suspended. End of story.
Musk bought the social media platform back in October for $44 billion.
That's Corey Myers reporting. A U.S. House committee is set to discuss Donald Trump's tax returns next week. The committee will meet on Tuesday to discuss the former president's tax returns, which they obtained late last month. Croatia takes third place at the World Cup, edging Morocco 2-1. The final is set for Sunday between Argentina and France as they look to repeat their 2018 World Cup title. This is USA News.
If your company stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during the challenging time. Now, this is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You heard that correct. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at COVIDpayment.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. That's COVIDpayment.com. COVIDpayment.com.
Elon Musk's Tesla suffering massive losses on Wall Street. Tesla shares closed out the week an additional 4.7% off, and that marked the weekly decline of more than 16% for its worst week since March of 2020. A big plans are on the way for a big royal event.
King Charles is set to invite Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan to his coronation. The Daily Mail reports that Harry and Meghan should expect invitations to the historic event at Westminster Abbey on May 6th. The report stated that Harry is the king's son, and though things are difficult at the moment, the door will always be left ajar. I'm Dave Collins.
Shirley Eckhart, the singer-songwriter who most famously penned Bonnie Raitt's 1991 hit Something to Talk About, has died of complications from cancer. She was 67, Fox News reported. The Canadian native, Eckhart, also wrote for Cher, Anne Murray, and Emmylou Harris, among others. The Minnesota Vikings clinched the NFC North on Saturday, and they did it by overcoming a 33-point deficit against the Colts. It's the largest margin of victory in league history to overcome. It was a 39-36 win for Minnesota. Fresh off his exit as the Daily Show host, Trevor Noah will be back in homes at least for one night. The comedian will host the Grammy Awards in February. I'm Jerry Barmesh, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.